God, I hate my roommate a lot. I moved into the dormitories about 5 months ago, only to find out I'm living with the hottest guy in college. Unfortunately, he knows he's hot, too, and I may be a little timid and shy. I kinda waited until he was out till I went about my business around the flat. I barely saw him. But I did hear him. I heard him coming home from work, from college. And I heard him come home with skanks. Yeah. My roommate is a total fucking whore. I'd hear the giggling, the pulling off of clothes, and eventually I'd hear his bedroom door shut. But then I'd hear the moans, and more giggling. Sometimes I'd hear squealing, and spanking, and eventually I'd hear a groan. A loud male groan. And finally, I could get some sleep. Unfortunately, after the term was over, I tended to bump into him more around the flat. Seeing him in all his gorgeous glory did bad things to me. I found myself hanging around the flat a little bit more, knowing when he was going to be home, just so I could catch a glimpse of him. Oh, I lusted after him. Big time. I was so pathetic. He knew I was giving him puppy dog eyes whenever he spoke to me. He'd ask me to take out the rubbish, and I would. I'd jump up like a little lap dog and do his bidding. And then the one night, I was alone in the flat, and he was out hooking up as usual. And he called me from some packed bar with music blaring in the background. And he asked me for a lift home. His ride had flaked on him, and he needed to get home. And of course, like the fool I was, I jumped in my car and went to rescue him. I waited ages for him to come out of that bar. I really didn't want to go in that seedy dive. I waited and waited, and finally, my passenger door opened. Only it wasn't my roommate popping in it. It was a skank. Some trussed up, slutty chick. I was just about to ask her to get out when my roommate followed in after her. Muttering his thank yous, he allowed me to drive them both home. But it didn't stop there. No, if it wasn't torture enough to have her perfume stinking up my car, to see his hands running over her thighs, that wasn't torture enough. What was torture was when she started kissing his neck, running her hands, her filthy, slutty hands, down my roommate's body, and then she undid his flies. The sound of the zipper, so fucking loud in my car. I struggled to keep my mouth shut. I wanted to tell him off so badly, but like the weak little woman I was, I couldn't say boo to a fly. I definitely couldn't say no to this guy. He allowed her to undo his pants, and I'm guessing she pulled out his cock. I heard her retch and spit on it, and then gag on it. I was fuming. Not only were they violating my car, but I was wishing I was her. I heard his muffled groan as she carried out her ministrations. He was enjoying himself in the back of his roommate's car, and he knew that I wanted him. I could hear it. I knew from all those countless sleepless nights where he banged all them chicks. I knew he was close to coming. He was close to coming right behind me. The slut's mouth around his cock and looking straight in my rearview mirror, watching me while he started thrusting in and out of her mouth, looking at me all the time. All I could see was that smirk in the rearview mirror, and his intense eyes looking on me. And then he rolled his eyes back in his head and came down her throat. After that, things got worse. It'd gone from me hearing him fuck women, seeing his face while he got off in another girl's mouth, to me accidentally finding him fucking a girl in our apartment. I swear he did it on purpose. When I opened the door, he was sat in my chair with some chick straddling him. I stood frozen in the doorway. I wasn't able to take my eyes off him or her. Some slut with bleach blonde hair running down her back, brushing her bare ass as she rode him. And he caught me. The girl he had his thick cock in. He caught me. He caught me staring. He looked straight over me and smirked. Then he pulled her forward so he could brush his lips on her nipples, and so that he could give me a nice fucking show. As she bent over, he spread her ass cheeks, and I could see everything. I could see how he was pumping his thick cock in and out of her, her juices running down his balls. And he let me watch. He let me see everything. And he carried on pumping. And them groans I loved so much indicated he was emptying himself straight into her. While he fucking looked at me all over again. I couldn't take any more. I stormed into my bedroom and slammed the door after me. I didn't want to see him emptying his balls inside of her. I didn't want to see him fucking anyone. I didn't want to have to watch him groan in pleasure as he fucked somebody. Not when I wanted to be the one he was fucking. After that, I pretty much lost it. I avoided him as much as possible this time, making sure I didn't catch him in any more curious situations. But I still had to listen. I still had to listen to him groan and grunt into some other woman's cunt while I got myself off in bed. Yeah, I did that. I listened to him bring another girl's pleasure while I got off to it. Until one night, that pushed me over the edge. I thought it was pretty safe. He'd gone to bed without a woman this time. I decided to make myself something to eat, a late night snack. I sat down on the settee, ready to eat. And guess what I sat down on? Yeah. I sat straight down on a fucking used condom. We both knew I wanted his cum, but I did not want it out of a used condom all over the back of my ass. I'd been going nuts, crazy after him, wanting what he flaunts about so fucking much. I stormed into his bedroom. I did. I stormed into there, fucking furious. And he sat there like the cat had the fucking cream, reading a book. And he knew what I'd done. He'd done it on purpose. He'd put that condom there just to fucking taunt me. I was on him. Fucking hitting him for being such a disgusting, filthy pig. Oh, and he loved it. He reveled in it. He thought it was absolutely fucking fantastic that he could drive me so far up the wall it'd resort me to violence. He just took my puny wrists and pinned them straight fucking down. He got himself on top of me and laughed. He laughed in my face. He called me a prude. He called me a sick little puppy for wanting him so badly. Especially when I knew he was such a whore. He pinned both wrists above my head and stroked his big hand down my body. I was so fucking lost, so shocked. He moved quickly, and he handcuffed my wrist to the top of the bed. I didn't even know where his handcuffs came from, but he just did it. Then he straddled my chest and undid his thigh and pulled out that fucking thick cock that I've been dreaming of. Guess what? He had lipstick all over it. The dirty fucking bastard had lipstick on his cock from some other fucking skank. He pinched my nose and shoved it straight in my mouth. I gagged and retched and I got wet. Oh god, I got wet. He pushed his filthy cock in my mouth and I just got so fucking wet, knowing how many fucking mouths and pussies and asses his dirty fucking manhole cock had been in. Oh, and I was finally getting it. Even if it was in my mouth, even if it was covered in fucking somebody else's lipstick, I was finally getting that cock I'd been dreaming of. He pumped it in and out of my mouth, taunting me how much he knew I wanted it. And he was gonna prove it. Oh, he slid his hand down my pajama pants and straight down to my pussy lips. He felt how wet I was. And then he moved his fucking fantastic body, ripping my pajama pants off as he went. I went from embarrassed to shocked as he shoved his fucking thick cock straight into me. Oh god, it was good. It was so good. Oh. It filled me straight up. Oh, it filled me so fucking good. It was only a matter of time before I was coming around him. Coming around his manhole cock. And then he was erupting himself all over my stomach. The dirty bastard looked straight at me and came all over me. And before he undid those cuffs, he rubbed it all into my stomach. He told me that I didn't have to go emptying his used condoms just for his cum, that I could have it any time I wanted. As long as he wasn't with someone else. And you never guess what? I did exactly that. I was such a slut for him that after the girls left in the morning, I'd lick his cock clean. I'd taste their dirty pussy juices all over his filthy cock. I'd give him some morning head. I couldn't help it. I definitely had a thing for my manhole roommate.